Steve Trinity Resources, ISE3, Listening 5. You are going to hear a talk about a type of tax. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? A famous expression goes that nothing is certain in life except death and taxes, and new forms of taxes appear almost as frequently as new ways of making money. Almost half of all EU countries have implemented some form of tax on sugar, especially soft drinks, in an attempt to combat the effects of sugar. The jury is still out on whether it is making a difference. Sugar taxes could be compared to taxes on cigarettes and alcohol. Sugary drinks inflict high external costs on society, mainly in the form of diabetes and heart disease caused by obesity. Effectively, the social cost of sugar is greater than the private cost we buy and sell it at. We all end up paying a lot more because we pay for the health service that is plagued by sugar-induced illnesses. In addition, sugar can play havoc with our bodies, leading to mood swings and dips in energy when overconsumed, which we almost all do. A tax to curb consumption can only encourage healthier diets. In the UK, revenues from the sugar tax go to funding sporting equipment and activities in primary schools, a clear step forward for society. Another beneficial side effect is that many soft drink manufacturers have reduced the sugar content of their drinks to avoid paying the tax. Healthy alternatives to sugar are also popping up. But not everyone is convinced taxing sugar is the answer. Another famous expression states that you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. If we want to change people's diets, shouldn't we persuade them in a less hard-hitting manner? Advertising, education, campaigns could be more convincing. There is also the argument that it is not the government's place to decide what is good and bad for us. Clearly, people want to consume sugar and are probably old enough to understand the risks and costs. And finally, a sugar tax is a regressive tax. It takes the same percentage from the poor and the rich, meaning it disproportionately affects the poor. These concerns are understandable, but don't really stand up for me. If the government has the responsibility of healthcare, it also has the right to encourage healthy lifestyles, saving money and lives. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me what arguments the speaker makes for and against the sugar tax and whether he reaches a conclusion. Are you ready? And new forms of taxes appear almost as frequently as new ways of making money. Almost half of all EU countries have implemented some form of tax on sugar, especially soft drinks, in an attempt to combat the effects of sugar. The jury is still out on whether it is making a difference. Sugar taxes could be compared to taxes on cigarettes and alcohol. Sugary drinks inflict high external costs on society, mainly in the form of diabetes and heart disease caused by obesity. Effectively, the social cost of sugar is greater than the private cost we buy and sell it at. We all end up paying a lot more because we pay for the health service that is plagued by sugar-induced illnesses. In addition, sugar can play havoc with our bodies, leading to mood swings and dips in energy when overconsumed, which we almost all do. A tax to curb consumption can only encourage healthier diets. In the UK, revenues from the sugar tax go to funding sporting equipment and activities in primary schools, a clear step forward for society. Another beneficial side effect is that many soft drink manufacturers have reduced the sugar content of their drinks to avoid paying the tax. Healthy alternatives to sugar are also popping up. But not everyone is convinced taxing sugar is the answer. Another famous expression states that you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. If we want to change people's diets, shouldn't we persuade them in a less hard-hitting manner? Advertising, education, campaigns could be more convincing. There is also the argument that it is not the government's place to decide what is good and bad for us. Clearly, people want to consume sugar and are probably old enough to understand the risks and costs. And finally, a sugar tax is a regressive tax. It takes the same percentage from the poor and the rich, meaning it disproportionately affects the poor. These concerns are understandable, but don't really stand up for me. If the government has the responsibility of healthcare, it also has the right to encourage healthy lifestyles, saving money and lives. Now tell me what arguments the speaker makes for and against the sugar tax and whether he reaches a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.